Ladies and those that are planning to come Thursday night with us, if you haven't given me your name yet, or you can still give it to me today, tomorrow. For those that want to come to the Seudas Purim on Friday morning, also let me know. Yeah. I figured this, I'd like to, this year should be for Refuah Shleima Chaim Avraham Ben Salcha. This year, Purim falls out on Friday. And whenever Purim falls out on Friday, there's always a question when one should have the Seudas Purim. Should one have it in the morning? Should one have it late in the afternoon and then go into Shabbos with it? What should be the proper hanhaga? So I figured we'd have to give a shiur on this topic. But I figured also that before we give a shiur on this topic of what to do on Friday, we have to know what the halacha is in general. And once we know the halacha is in general, then we could apply it to Friday as well. So we have a series of shiurim that Rez Hashem should be informative about these inyanim. The Megillah Esther says in Perek Tes, Pasuk Chavez, Chayomim asher nochu b'hem ha-Yehudim e'veyem v'chodesh asher nepach lahem miyogon v'simcha me'evel yom tov l'asof susam yimei mishte v'simcha v'mishloach manos ish l'reyehu u'matanos la'evyonim. So the Megillah says that it's what yimei mishte v'simcha. Yimei mishne v'simcha, days of mishne v'simcha. So, to tell you the truth, you know, days could mean just, you know, 24-hour periods of days. But the Gemara tells us in Megillah the following, on Davdalam and Beis on page 3, Davzayanam and Beis rather, page 3 here in the packet. Amar Rava, so the Purim she'ochla b'layla lo yotze yideichel vasa. If you eat Seudas Purim at night, you're not yotze. If you eat Seudas Purim at night, you're not yotze. My timer, Yimei Mishneh V'Simcha Ksiv. Since it says Yimei Mishneh V'Simcha, so it has to be days. Days means literally the day part of the day. Rav Ashi have a Yosef Kamei the Amemer. Rav Ashi was sitting in front of a Amemer and he was ready to give a shiur in the Beis Medrash. Naga, what does Naga mean? Became dark. Lo'osu Rabbanon. And the Rabbanon didn't come to the shiur. Amalei, my time of Lo'osu Rabbanon. Why aren't they here? Amalei, so I guess Amema responded, Dilma Tridi Besudas Purim. Maybe they're still involved in Seudas Purim. Now, when did this story happen? When?
The night after Purim.
What?
The night after Purim.
The night after Purim, you mean Motsa Yudalat. So he's saying, maybe the reason why they're not coming to the shiur is they're still eating the suga. Amalei v'lo have efshar l'michla b'orta. Couldn't they eat it at night? What does that mean? No, he said, Rav Ashi's saying, "Well, have it. It wasn't. Why did they eat it at night?" Meaning where? So what does he mean? The night before?
No,
the share and then have the suda later. That's what it means? What does it mean? The night before. So Rav Ashi's ready to give the shear, right? When are we talking about? It's Purim day. And he's ready to give the shear half an hour before the shear. And it's already gotten a little late, and no one came. So he says, "Where is everybody?" So they answered, "Maybe they're still all sick in the Suda's Purim." So then he said back, "Can't they eat it at night?" So what did he mean? Right, could they not have eaten it at night? Meaning when? Meaning last night.
The problem is that they ate it that day, and then it continued to play. So it's fine.
They should have eaten it the previous night. They should have eaten it the previous night. So Amar Leh, so Meir said back to Rav Ashi, Lo Shmile Lamar had the Amar Rav Sudas Purim Shachul Balay Lo Yotzi Yidei Chavaso. Well, you never heard of the halacha that Sudas Purim that's eaten by Lailo, you're not Yotze. So Amar Leh in. So he says, yeah, you're right. So Tanamine Abban Zimnin, so he chazed it over 40 times to remember this halacha. The Damile command the manach bekise. It's as if it's in his pocket. This being the Suez Torah, Shachma Balaylo, Yossi Vechavasa. Well, it's interesting because you would think a lot. That is pashut, but maybe it's not so pashut. You normally, is that the Gemara Rav? That's the way you learn the Gemara too? That he's saying, why did he eat it the night before? So that's the din. So this poem, Tracha Balaylo Yotzi Yedei Chavasa. So says the Mordechai on page 4. So the Purim Shachol Balayla Yotza Perish Rav Yom Shetzarech Linho Kilele Shabbos V'yomo Dome Dekriya Dekhsi Ve'im Eilin Eskar V'nasim Ve'in Hecha Shlom B'mechsa. Rav Yom has a unique shot in the Gemara. What does it mean to the Purim Shachol Balayla Yotza Yidei Chavosa? What does that mean?
What's the trap means if you eat the suit at night, now you know. So Rav Yoh has a different trap. What's the problem with that? What's the Rav Yoh's trap? Suit is from the top of the line of the opening day of us.
Shitty error
form? Right. There's a short sleep that says,
it means if you only have the suit at night, you're not Yotze. Meaning there's a chiyuv by Shabbos to have one at night and one in the day. So this person also belies the Yotze Yidei Chavasa means not that there's no suda at night, there is a suda at night, but if you only have the night suda, not the day suda, you don't fulfill the obligation. The obligation is to have two sudas done by the Shabbos.
have the Suda Nai through the day. Shabbos is special. We even have a third Suda, but that's all we hold on. So that's how he learns. Part of Shabbos is one piece of Suda for us. The Kiddush Gemara is don't have that night, have another day. But if the Rabbi Yosef says, no, there's a key of two Sudas. There's a key of a Suda Balayla and a key of Suda Bayom. And as soon as it turns off of Balayla, you go to the apartment, you can only eat the night Suda. So not the day Suda, you're not there. That's how the Mordechai goes to Rabbi. Okay? And this post you read down, it's an Indian if you can. I mean, usually we do, because the mice, we break the fast. We have a watch, we have a suit of the Lila too. And so it's a key of the Rabbi Yoh. We have a suit of also the Lila.
Okay. But he doesn't like the pshat. He quotes here, "Mori harav Mordechai kosov she'enu mevin." Tapasrei komar Ravashi of Yosef kamei Rav Kana. Naga v'lo hava kosher rabbanon. Amar mai hai to a kosher rabbanon le medrasha. Amalei don't treat him as soon as Purim. Amalei v'lo havi yafshar le michla b'orta. Amalei v'lo shamar mar lahadam arava soon as Purim shalach b'alei lo yosei dechavasa. My time you made mishnah of a simchah ksiv. Mashma d'suda achas dai. Because the whole Gemara is mashma not like that way. The whole Gemara is mashma that they didn't come. Right, they didn't come. And he's saying, well, why didn't they eat it last night? So he's saying, well, don't you know the halacha is that you can't eat it at night? Motzei. Okay. Yeah. And the Gemara, the Ritva, one second, on page 5, says the Chiddush of Suda Purim Shachal Belayla Yotzei Yedei Chavaso means that don't think you can eat it the night before. Hakasim Nileel, Shalom Nitzchacha Ela Laila Shal Purim, Shabon Kar Misa Megillah. That's the Chiddush. We Laila Shal Motzai Purim, Milo Yavar Nafka. Right? The Motzai is obvious, it's not the Zman, Lo Yavar. That's what he says. Meaning, why couldn't they eat it the night before? It means Leil Purim. You can. In other words, he asked. Originally, he didn't know the halacha that you can't eat it at night. So he asked, why didn't they just eat it at night? And now he's saying, since you know the halacha is that you can't eat it at night, you have to eat it in the day. So since you have to eat it in the day, that's why they were still eating the suda. That's why they didn't come to the Beis Medrash. No, we just wanted to understand what was he saying. He was saying that normally suda spiritual today also means that there's only a chiyuv of one suda, and that one suda should be in the daytime and not in the nighttime. So he's saying that no, there's really a chiyuv of two sudas. Achol b'layla yotzei b'daychol also means that if you eat it only b'layla, you're not yotzei, because you have to also eat it by yom.
So it works out in
the dark. Yeah. The Orchas Chaim. The Orchas Chaim always has interesting things. You know, you have an Orchas Chaim, 3 volumes, a small red 3 volumes. Next time. Next time you're in a store, you'll take a look. Look at the second arrow. Yesh Nogel Lechol Asud V'Shachar. Some people have the minute to eat. We're not talking about Friday yet. We're talking about in general. Some people eat in the morning. Yesh Nogel Lechol B'Erev. And some people eat it later in the day. Now listen to this. Balayla ke'ein layla. V'she'ein avuka kenegdo. Derek Simcha v'yantos. That suz turm sha'ocha balayla yotzi yidei chavaso means if you eat it in the dark, you're not yotzi. But you can, but as long as there's lights, you can even eat it at night. Now, I neglected, I apologize. Please give me Gemara Yuma. I neglected the Xerox of the Gemara Yuma, which I should have. Then it would have been 37 pages. We needed a 36-page packet. What does the Gemara say in Yuma? Which Gemara am I referring to? No. The famous Gemara in Yuma, which Gemara? Which Gemara am I referring to, Rabbi Yossi? Well? Yeah, the Gemara says that a blind person doesn't get full satisfaction from his eating. Because he can't see. And part of the satisfaction that a person gets from his eating is to be able to see the food. Yeah, I'm looking. It's here somewhere. It's in the ions. I'm trying to track down the exact lines coming. So they put together that idea. They put together that idea with this notion that Suda's Purim Kachachol Valayla doesn't mean that you can't eat it at night. Oh, here we go. It's on Ayin Hay and the base. So the verse is, the Gemara uses that it says only the day. The day means when there's light. Then he goes, Rabbi Akiva, or Yaakov, the Chila, you saw the little kind of gold, da da da. Yeah, but that's the episode. That at night, if there's no light, you don't see, so there's no enjoyment. So the Orchas Chaim has this chat. Yeah. Interesting, though. So then the Zman Hazeh, you know, you can eat at night. From the lights are on. I should make a whole packet. There's a whole discussion in the poskim where the certain halachas that are supposed to be done by Yom, if you do it by Lila but the lights are on, maybe there's a heter. It's a whole list of marmakomas on this topic. If you twist my arm, just give me a, and you know, get me at a good time, I'll make the packet for you. Okay, but it's a good medias. Yeah. Yeah, there's always lights. I mean, we. You mean it should only apply? No, but I think the simple is that you can see. That was then, at night is real pitch dark. So they didn't want you to have it at night because then you were pitch dark. But today, I mean. You know, it sounds like, you know, like, if it wasn't Dark Haskayim, we would say this is like conservative Judaism to say this. No? Right? That's what we would have said. Albert, what would you say? And because the Pasuk Shad is... Right. Because... They're not here because... No, no, because the reason why it doesn't fit into the Gemara, they point out, is because what he said, it should be the night before.
Maybe that's what he meant to say. It should be the night before with an Abuka.
So what is this? No.
Maybe you didn't have Abuka.
This is Kashrus means the night before. Because the night after is not Purim anymore. No, that's a different statement. No, it's a different statement. She was going to let the young James Eric Lapsi.
Why should I refer to it that I got hurt and it's not getting to
the. Because then why do you have to come on to the union of that he has an Abuka? If it's not completely dark, maybe Al-Pidin is still the same day. In other words, his Kiddush is that Laila is not a din of night versus day. It's a din in darkness versus light. Yeah. Yeah. No, but then he says, "Malayla means ke'ein layla she'ein avuka kenegdo." If you don't have an avuka kenegdo, then you can't do it. But it's clear implication is if you have an avuka, if you have a light, then you can even do it by layla. No, I think it's pretty fairish. How else do you learn? A gone schwester. How else do you learn? I call him a gone schwester.
He's just trying to come up with a reason why tomorrow.
What's the reason? Okay, so you can't see.
Take away the reason.
Okay. I mean, we don't pasca like this, but I mean, this is broad lahalacha. We know that Suda Shabbos, you're not supposed to eat in the dark. You're supposed to have the candles when you're eating the Suda. You shouldn't. Oh, we'll see. Oh, now, he quotes here on the third arrow a truva from Rav Haigon. Misha Nishma Lasanos Bapurim. Mahu. The person took a shvua that he's going to fast on Purim. So they asked Rav Haigon what to do. Now, I don't want you to look to see what Rav Haigon's response was, because I want to hear your response.
Let me
hear your
response. Then we'll see your response. I'm going to hear your response. Then we'll see your response. Go to you.
Menchel, sweet.
If you take a shvua, not to shake lulav, not to sit in the sukkah, that's not going to be chal. Right? Because the Torah, you can't, right? The Torah says, you dare, not to mitzvah the Torah. You can't undo a mitzvah the Torah if you're sure. But here, it's not a mitzvah the Torah. It's only the Rabbanah. So it's not the same as the Torah. So there, maybe it's different. Maybe the Shua will be.
We have a mitzvah of the Torah. We have a big mitzvah of the Torah who says to follow the Shua.
The Shua, I think, the Spirit doesn't have an
end. Right. But if it would have been a real Zindoraiso to eat on Purim, so I could hear. It's hard to take the Shua and not be Matz. Maybe Shmuel not be Matzah, maybe Shmuel with Bogus. The Torah says Shmuel Matzah, you can't say I don't be Matzah. Okay? You can't, the Torah says you Gavra, Makuy and Matzah, you can't make, but he ain't Torah say he got Purim. It's forbidden, okay? Gavra, Shmuel should be Kal. Shmuel should be Kal. So what is he going to do?
He says what he should do is have him with a torch at night.
You mean today, it means the start of the light. We don't need any fancy torches.
So when he says, you know, Hanami, the Shavuot Chal, the Shavuot Chal. So let's see what Rav Haigel said. Okay? You ready? Rav Haigel is a good Jew. You know, he is good.
He's a goat. Even though you know where I said that, the rock said, it's not only God, it was, you know, was going. The
Rav said that not Rav Chaim, he said that his grandfather could learn better than some of the girls. Okay. So Misha Nishma Lasanos the Purim Mahu. The Ashiv Kachanu Roim Shein Koch Mitzvah Purim Mitchol Shem Shemayim. Whereas Mitzvah Purim is not going to be Docha the Shmua. The Shmua is Chal. The actual Lasa Sus Purim Balayla Vyotzi Yidei Chovaso. So Rav Haigon says more than Rabbeinu Shwechter. He says just have it at night. So have it at night. Let's look in the truth inside. They had to go to the. Did they go to the Ram Book Room or just the closed shelf? They might have gone to the closed shelf to this one. In other words, this is a special edition of the Tshuvas HaGaonim Maduras Lick, the Lick edition. The new Torah points out, the Lick edition. And so, Tshuva Lamed Hei, Sha'alta Misha Nishva Lasanos B'yom Purim Mahu, Takan Roim, She'ein B'mishta Purim Lidchol Shem Shemayim Lasosa Kimitzvah Shul Mushva Le'a Me'ar Sinai Ve'efshar She'yasa Su'udu Malayla V'yotzi Bo Yidei Chovaso. That you should do the Su'udu at night and Yotzi Yidei Chovaso. So my dear Rav Haigon, Haigon was a real goon. I mean, what, he didn't know the Gemara? Gemara says, you're not Yotze at night. So Rabbeinu Shwechter said, okay, so maybe he learned the Gemara like the Orchas Chaim. Okay, in a hookah.
But not much in that way. Not much in that way that he says, you're making a hookah. So, what's that Rabbeinu? He was a goat, right?
tell me that making Yotzi Yidei Chobotso doesn't mean that Imam is not Yotze, doesn't mean that Yotze is open Hanukkah of Yotze. What does the Yotzi Yidei Chobotso mean? So what does that mean? Does that mean you have zero credit?
So far, that might be true.
That
I give minus one, though.
Usually people deserve minus five, but I give minus one.
What's that? So.
What's that? Are you going to give me a chat first?
I think he maybe like the little assumption for what's said. Because he said I'd rather have them without him talking about the night on purpose. Because the other one's lost.
Right.
So I thought, so like, still two shots are still solving, you know, the third matter. And I think that that, you can have a two event. So a lot of other than that, yeah, that would have a before.
So I want you to come to Shabbat Haigol. So Haigol says if you take a shul and you're not getting a torn day, you just have to shul that down. What? Perfect, yeah. So what's the shot? Haigol, if you want to say, you know, you'll take a lot. So the only thing we had so far is my baby sweat. That to say like dark or sighing, and the line would mean in darkness, doesn't mean. Okay? I mean, we do have the child of the Rav Yod, and also the Rav Yod, they promise me that you have to be the day also, that we have that child also. But what's the child of Rav Haigol? I mean, if you say what? Absolutely, Rav Haigol is not just assuming like a Rav Yod. I mean, you say he's assuming like a Rav Yod, saying, well, then he will do so, so you can't do two of them, not the one. It's a good thing I do. Okay? But it's not working that way. It's not that like he's holding that there's a key of one suit. And the finish is that one suit, if you can't do it in the day, what? You do it at night. Okay. I
don't
So,
or to be like the had the key was two suit, so you only get one.
Right, that's what I just said. But I don't think he means that. In other words, I don't think he's when if you say it like he holds by the Rav Yod. Ellie Clapper.
Honestly, like yeah, Rabbi Albert.
What does Rabbi Albert say?
They're talking about the Moshe.
That's what our high goal says?
That night, the next night.
Yeah, so you think that's kind of high going, Albert? On page 7? On page 7 in Rav Haigol. You see page 7? Are you on page 7? That's what Shad and Rav Haigol is? Yeah, Abraham is in you. Same difference. Zog Andrush.
I'm thinking maybe you're probably going to do it here today tomorrow.
Yeah.
Because you see that there was a matter of honor in hell. Dilma is reading his first words. Why aren't they here for this night? So later on in the conversation, when they were telling him about the son of Rabbi's halacha, maybe your father had a little bit of a different gear over there. And so, like, he didn't have to be pleasure necessarily and say that it's only God. Maybe there's room to say that there's another sheet that holds you can do it at night. And that started from your gut to your little.
So there's another sheet.
Rav
Haigol
says,
"After against the Gemara."
No, that's what I'm saying.
So why?
Because maybe he had a different
view. And then what?
Well, when they asked him, do you know the din of Rava? So he would have answered back, yeah, I know the din of Rava. This is what Rava said.
Well, isn't there another verse in this?
Isn't there another Gersonian Gemara to say in the Gemara?
Maybe. Yeah, but how's that going to help?
Because,
Albert? But you're fasting then. But he took it to the Shavua. He can't eat then. So when is he going to eat the Suda? But when does the fast end? So then what is he going to be on say the Suda? Oh, that's what he means. Yeah, you think so too?
Yeah. I mean, I think in 11 it's pretty clear that it's talking about the next night. Yeah. It starts a new case when it starts that Boyasabalekha. It presents what happens when you eat during the day. And then it says, Mamavar, opening suit up for it, and then it talks about, but if you eat it at night, referring to Mamavar, and then during the day, if you eat it at night, it's not good.
Yes, he did.
It's like when Aristotle,
you're
like,
you didn't vote fasting
your
something. Yeah. Okay, I hear what you're saying.
Yeah. A little bit.
You have Popel? What do you say? So okay, so what does it mean here? So what does the Gemara mean when it says Lo Yotzi Yedei Chavasa? I want to know Pshat Rav Haigon. I want to know Pshat Rav. So how does Rav Haigon going to deal with the Gemara? But yeah, he wasn't able to begin in the day because he's fasting. Like Albert? I don't understand, you people, like, so you people say that, and what would the Rav Haigon say if he wanted to do it the night before? Is that good? What? Not yet said? Only the night after?
Still the day.
But it's still the day. You should be fasting. I mean, advantage muscles. And according to the opinion, it says, like the Tosis Yishad in Tainus, that the fast called Tainus from Shukla of Achan.
Remember that? It's a
Right, but here. I don't know, Albert saying Kiddushim, no? But Mayor Flansburgh is going with him. Mayor is supporting him. Yosef, you wanted to say something.
So in this case, for this year, to start your first, so this year, come Friday night to the Daven, and then start your Suda, perform to it, and Shabbat Suda together.
Yeah, the Kabbal Shabbat is early.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Could you say that? You can be good.
Yeah, I'm not making this on the same day.
So someone is saying, based on the rhyme in the song. You know, there's a. Yeah. No, you say maybe we should come Kabbal Shabbos early and then eat the Suda's Purim.
So early, so you can come Kabbal Shabbos at 5:00.
You didn't even learn that by the second. Right, the several question
whether you can Kabbal early. Shouldn't the same to apply to the
Jesus? It's a little bit different. But take a look at the Ram, the famous Ram. We know the famous Mishnah Pesachim that we say at the Seder. The Shloshim Yom Kodah L'Chag. Rav Moshe Bichzatzal always would say over a din from Pesach at the at Purim, he would always say over Halacha from Pesach. So we can say Halacha from Pesach. Rav Gamliel HaYomer. Kol Mishlo Omer Shloshim Dvorim Elu B'Pesach. Lo Yotze Yidei Chavaso. Right, the famous Mishnah. They will hang Pesach Matzah Moror. So Dr. Ran calls him. Mishlo Omer Shloshim Dvorim Elu B'Pesach Yidei Chavaso. Come over. Lo Yotze Yidei Chavaso Karoi. Have Lo Yotze Yidei Chavaso Kla Lo Komer. Because Lo Yotze Yidei Chavaso, the Ran says, doesn't mean that you're not Yotze at all. It means you're not Yotze Karoi. You don't fulfill your obligation, meaning your obligation is to do the best job. If you didn't do the best job, doesn't mean you did a zero. With the loss of a sukkah, in case you know, look, he has the mitzvah sukkah me a mecha. Lab daka, the love of time, he al misham dom asin um shukhe, masa sukhono. Kolecha, the loim shukh, lo sagin, lo yotze al avadek in amrina. Over there, it's talking about if you have the table inside the house, and your sukkah is right next to the house, so we're afraid that you might come to eat inside the house. So there, it doesn't mean you're not so yotze at all. Some of the times that you didn't go inside the house, then you are Yotze. So it can't mean that you would never Yotze. So it means it's not the proper thing. So maybe this, so someone is saying, maybe that's pshat in the Gemara. When the Gemara says in Megillah that Suvis Purim Shachla Balai Lo Yotze Yedei Chavaso, it means that you're not Yotze in the optimum way, Balai. So it doesn't mean that you're not Yotze Bechlau. So that's what Rabbi Gaon meant to say. That if you took a Shavua, so you can't be Yotze the optimum way because you can't eat in the day, so L'chol HaPachas eat at night. So that would be, I think, more chalak. What? He took a shmur that he's Yom Purim. So she was fast in the mornings. Well, only what you say. Well, So that's perhaps a way you could explain the Haigo. The Tori Evan, who wrote the Tori Evan? Shagazarian. Which three Masechtas do we have a Tori Evan on? Megillah? Rosh Hashanah, and Chagiga. So those are the three masechtas, and if you learn those three masechtas, the most important achron is the Turiyan. One of the most important. That's Mursari, he wrote on Tainus, on Yuma. You know, you can get a bar mitzvah gift, if, you know, they sell the set, Shagas Aryeh, one volume, and the Turiyan in another volume, and the Mursari in the third volume. Yeah. I would say if you're getting a Shagas Aryeh today, you should get the new printing. If you're getting the Turi Evan, you should also get the new printing. But, you know, I find that you should be able to trade in your old sets, you know what I mean? Probably have all these old sets before, you know, an old Shagas Aryeh and an old Milchas Chinuch and an old Ramban and an old Ritva and an old Rashba. You know, what do you do with all the old sets? What do you tell you? No, you know. You fellows are in the generation now of all the new stuff. Yeah, you're in the laser printing generation. What are they going to do the next generation? What's going to be new then?
Vowels.
What?
Vowels.
I can't hear you.
Vowels.
Vowels? Well, they have the new Mishnah Brewers. Digital
written book. Computer Sparm, no more print Sparm.
You don't need to have Sparm anymore. So says the Ritva, So the Tori Evan wants to say the following. So my time you may mishnah a simcha ksiv. Yeah. Chosali el miata ad nashin simcha malame chosu behesped behesped mishnah malame chosu betaynis safanami shavlo pur mutar behesped havade lo. But if the pshat is that it says you may, and you may means only in the day, right? So it says you may mishnah a simcha. Simcha the gemara darshins that's also behesped of betaynis. So do you mean to tell me that therefore you're allowed to give a hesped Purim night? Hamami shabalav Purim mutar behesped. Vaday lo. We shall crack base. Gabe ayakos v'darsha umadbiya yinkivin libo yotza. Kamahad da'amar shu mutar basiyas melacha. Whereas the Yerushalmi says that if a person is writing the Megillah, he's writing and he's reading it along, so he can be Yotzei, he has a full Megillah in front of him. So what he's doing is, every time he reads Vayihi, and then he writes Vayihi. He reads Bimei, and then he writes Bimei. So he had a Kosher Megillah in front of him. So he's reading from that Kosher Megillah, but he's also writing. He's writing whatever he reads. So the Gemara says that you Yotze, if you had Kavanah to be Yotze. So the Gemara says, Hada Amra Chu Mutar Basiyas Malach. You see from here, that on Purim is Mutar Basiyas Malach, because he was writing. The Kamash Malach, the Yontav Lo Kibir Lalek, Dom Malel, Yishalmi Pirkum, Hashem, and only the Buddha, Dilma Yontav Nami Kibir Lalek, must listen to the Akosha the Kriyas Lalek. Because how do you know that Purim is Mutar Basiyas Malach? Maybe since all the Dinim apply by Yom, so maybe Inachanami Purim is also Basiyas Malacha, but this is talking about the creation of Alayla. Alakorcha Yotiv Nami Kibul Alayla, Alayla Nami also Basiyas Malacha. So it must be, you see from there, that if they were Makabal Yotiv, they were Makabal Yotiv, even, in other words, if it would have been Yotiv, it would have been also Balayla also. Ah, it says, Osim is Yom Yudalet Simcha Mishnah. So he wants to say, so L'chora, if there would have been an Asiyas Malacha, and this is Asiyas Malacha on Purim, it would have been even Balayla. So then how come by Simcha, Yom Yimela, Yimei Mishnah V'Simcha, is only by Yom? What's the pshat? So he wants a taina based on the Gemara in Sukkah. Take a look at the Gemara in Sukkah on page 10. So Gemara says, "Menani mila tana rabbanu yisach sameach l'rabos leila yontav acharon onei leila yontav harishon shu'o me'ach chilek." In other words, ach teaches me that there's no simcha the first night of Sukkot or Pesach. I mean, there's a whole discussion. Chazanish has a whole piece on this, and maybe he wants to mechalik.
I wrote a whole piece on the Beit Yitzchak, the lesser and all distinctions between Pesach and Sukkot. Lesser and all distinctions. Obviously, one is black and one is silky, and I'm never going to talk about them. The lesser and all distinctions between the. So here the Gemara says. Here the Gemara says that there's no mitzvah of simcha the first night of Yom Kippur, first night of Sukkot, only the last night, Be'al Shmini Atzeres, the night when we're first getting disconnected. That night there is simcha, right? But the first night of Sukkot is no mitzvah of simcha. What does that mean? What does it mean no mitzvah of simcha? It means there's no fear to eat also from a carbon that night. Okay? There's no mitzvah to eat butter from the korban in the first night. Anyway. Yeah, normally there's a mitzvah to eat from the sukkahs every day. Sukkahs is a mitzvah to eat meat from the korbanos. But the first night there's no meat. No, you could say that you had to bring the korban in there for the night. See, the mitzvah of simcha, Rosai, is not that you have to shech the korban. Listen to this. The mitzvah of simcha is not that you have to shech the korban with shame simcha. The idea of the mitzvah of simcha is any korban that happens to be around, you eat what? Lashem simcha. If you don't, it's not here to bring a special korban. If you don't have any korban that's around, then you bring lashem simcha. There's no need to bring the mitzvah of lashem simcha. Rashak once said that this is created, besides the fear of eating boxer carbonus every day, one time during the Yom Kippur you have to bring a special part on the same symptom. You hear this? It is besides the idea of eating every day, one time during the yontif, you have to bring a korban l'shem simcha. Even if you have the meat anyway around, you have to bring one time l'shem simcha. And he wrote this. He published it in a corridor. He published it. And the Chazanish saw it. And the Chazanish said that saying this is a violation of all places. That's what the Chazanish said to Rav Shach. He said, what you said, your shtickle Torah, is not only
incorrect. It's an aveira to say such a thing. It's valpoisis to say such a thing. But you have to check one time the same symptom. So Rashach didn't know what to do. So he spoke to, so he ends up, yeah, so he has to risk the rub.
Because he, Rashach was ready to publicly retract from the Shiva Guard. And then he said that if you add a mitzvah that doesn't exist in the Torah, he's saying is that the extra mitzvah. The mitzvah only to eat the korban. No more eat to bring the special korban to simcha.
Rav Shach said there's a chiyuv, so he didn't know what to do. Then Rav Nissim Zalman told him he didn't have to retract. And then they saw that maybe one of the early Achronim already suggested this. So when he decided, when he printed his sefer Avi Ezri, he publishes this Shtickel Torah and the letter that Chazon Ish writes in that is Baal Kosef. He did both.
What? Because there's nothing killed. There's no source for such a blitz. Well, you are always speaking about eating the korban every day. So you don't, doesn't say anywhere that you have to bring the korban to change the symptoms. So with a track, and then at the end, he brings the symptoms and already brings with the Chazon Ish tells him the small post.
Oh. So the first, but the first night, you don't even have to eat. You don't even have to eat the korban. Because ach comes to what? To exclude the first night. No simcha the first night, but yes simcha the last night.
Why is it in the sukkah the first night?
What?
Why is it in the sukkah?
Because the Torah says, the Torah says that to eat matzah the first night, and we have a gezeir shava, tesvav for matzah. Torah says the chiyuv to eat matzah the first night of the seder, so too does the Indian to sit in the sukkah.
But I say you sleep from Pesach, Shulish, and Sukkot also.
What?
When I say you know from Pesach, between Pesach night, why haven't you had me on the Sukkot night also?
No, why?
Because it's like I'm data from the Pesach, so he would be.
How do you know?
So too, but then it's like this, you should have.
Right, but here you have a special Sarah Sakosa of tell me not so. But you're saying, you're beginning to say a whole thing, you don't even realize how deep what you just said. You don't realize the depths. Oh. So comes the Tori Evan and says, beautiful. He says that Purim is patterned. Rav Shechter, this is one of like Rav Shechter's big things from the Rav, that for every din the Rabbanan, you have to find a blueprint in the Torah where the Rabbanan pattern themselves after. That's like his big thing. Because the Gemara says, "Kol tikkun Rabbanan ke'ein daraisa tikkun." So Rav Shechter's big thing, he always tries to find, like, on the din the Rabbanan, where do we see a precedent for this in the Torah? That's like his big thing, to try to figure out all the din the Rabbanan, what the, so he would like this piece, Tori Evan. Tori Evan says like this, Dover Zeh, in third column, Ke'ein Daraisa, the mitzvah Sanoa Birgol, Kishofer Sukkah, Belulov, Enoel Bayom. When it comes to Sukkot and Rosh Hashanah, all the mitzvahs, like shofar and lulav, are in the daytime. So too, Kriyas Megillah is the positive mitzvah of the day is in the daytime. And Simcha, Einarav Yom, during the mitzvah essay. The Simcha is also a mitzvah essay. So too, Simcha and the Mishnah is only by Yom. Hesped, Tasiyas Malacha, Hesped is that we tell you don't do a Hesped, don't do Malacha. So the don'ts, by Yontif, all the Losa says by Yontif, start already the night before. So too, by Purim, there's a Nisa Hesped already the night before.
Thank you.
In other words, he's trying to understand how come certain things by Purim are chal the night before, like there's an Isser Hesped already the night before, but certain things like the Suda and the Kriyas and Megillah are only in the daytime. I mean, the Kriyas and Megillah Balayla was a later Takana. But it wasn't in the time of the Mishnah. So what's that distinction? So the Turi Eben says the Pshat is because it's patterned after the Yom Tovim. Just like the Yom Tovim. So all the positive things are only by Yom. Like the Shofar and the Lulav are only by Yom. So too the Megillah and the Suda are only by Yom. The Losa says start even Balayla. You can't do Malacha on Sukkot even the night before. So too, the Isser Hesped and Isser and the of Purim is even the night before, and would have been even Luyitzur that would have been an Isser Malacha on Purim. That Isser Malacha would have been the night before. That's how the Gemara proves in Yerushalmi that. Let's move. Okay. Oh, take a look now at the pre-Chadash. Which weapon? You know, the pre-Chadash is one of the Gdolei Achronim. Rav Aaron Lichtenstein is very, very big fan of the pre-Chadash. In fact, Rav Mordechai Cohen told me many years ago, he teaches Bible, he said that they once saw that Rav Aaron Lichtenstein once said the pre-Chadash never says a shvacha svara. He never says bad svaras. And once he saw one of the somewhere later Sefer quote from the pre-Chadash, and he thought it was a bad svara. So he looked it up in the pre-Chadash and he saw the pre-Chadash never really said that. It was an extension of that. That shvacha for the other parts of the extension. But he says the pre-Chadash is always good. Look at the pre-Chadash. Do you have a pre-Chadash? Pre-Chadash is in the back of the Shulchan Aruch. This is the good Shulchan Aruch. You know, the new Shulchan Aruch they have on Hilchos Purim, the Tov Reish Tzadi Hei, they already have. On Shabbos, they don't have the new Shulchan Aruch. But this is the new Shulchan Aruch. The Hilchos Shabbos, that's why it said that Tuk Dal, right? Not Tuk Dal. All on Shabbos, Shabbat Tuk, all on Tuk, all on Tuk. Right, that's what the Orchestra is. Yeh Shmach L'Perusham, Miyad Amin Yuma, that's the Gemara that I didn't see actually, the Gemara Yuma. Linda Torah Derech Erech, so we yokel all the Basar El Balaylo, Rahim of Omar Bayim, on these places, Dusa Lulikha El Bimom, Obashani to Enyimom are coming. And you should always eat the Enyimom, you should always eat with his life. But it doesn't mean only eating the paper. Just eat with his life, don't eat in the dark. Because the Rav, she's not the Enyimom, but more Haku. The extra, she's there with that Rabbein of Mai. She was a daughter of Madhus, she was a young lady. She cultivated just with Shlom. This is what we should just call the Shlom of Malayla, she this is, we're in a little change of mind, she's still lots of students for Malayla, and she didn't want. Was that in your Shrechter, this is Shrechter was Mechavim, the Pre-Chadash. But he wanted to say, the Pre-Chadash wanted to say Pshat, and the Rabbi Gaon, and the Rabbi Gaon is based on what? Right, that's what you should, I don't know if you said on your own, right? I don't know if you said it within the Rabbi Gaon. We need to make another Pshat that we saw, that they based on the Rabbi, right? But you said, you always put that in our Rabbi Gaon, right? Right? So you see the pre-Chadash, you want to say, maybe try
and there are high voters who like that all the time. So then he doesn't like it. So that's pretty open.
Thank you.
He just said that there may be the...
What is your high voter say? Or the night after?
So probably the night before.
It can't be the night after. Because the night after is ready to go to court. We'll see. We'll do that. This is a big package. I was just starting to say it.
And what, like 4 years ago? Well, 4 years ago there was a Purim Shulas. So I made a packet of Purim Shulas 12 years ago, 4 years ago.
This year, people were more interested in the smileys. So we didn't get other people. We're getting a That's why we stopped today. So we love it. Yeah, we'll try it. Yeah.
We'll shoot this on Sunday, yes. Perhaps. It's a machlokes. It's a machlokes. Habib is going to represent us in Eretz Yisrael. Eli Kol is represented. He's already there. You can feel the... you can feel. It's in the air. Jacob and Victor is with us here. Oh. Okay. Now we're ready for the famous tshuva of the Truma Chadeshim. How many Truma Chadeshim did we do this year so far? How many Truma Chadeshim did we do? No? What? What? Say. Borer? Which one on Borer? The right, the fish. Shreminim. Yeah, which other one? Which other Truma Chadeshim did we do? Yesterday, about what? About Maariv early. Yeah, what else? Do we do any more? What? Do we do any more Truma Chadeshims? What? Did we do any more Truma Chadeshim besides those two this year? What? No, Rabbi Avraham, any more Truma Chadeshim, you recall? Yeah, okay. So it says, Baharbein Mekomos, Nogel Balabatim. In many places, the Balabatim. Vegam Talmidei Chachamim Lasos Iker Sulis Purim Be'erev. V'holcha Be'er Techneses Palim V'mincha V'lo Arvis V'chodim V'otei Moschilim B'suda V'yom V'mshachim Bo Ad HaLayla V'rov HaSuda Hi B'Layla Yishtam L'minig Olav. In many places, what they do is they daven Mincha Shul. Then they go home, say 5 minutes before the Shkia, 10 minutes before the Shkia, a best case scenario. And then they have a Suda for 4 hours, but most of the Suda is at night. So the question is there a permissibility for this minhag or not? Yeah, in other words, mincha here probably doesn't mean mincha. It probably means that they, you know, the shul, they have mincha marav late.
doesn't mean mitzvah that you have the 12-30 mitzvah. It means they had a late mitzvah, and they didn't stay for Maariv, and then they saw the suit of 10 minutes before, right? And then they go on for 4 hours at night. Is this a proper mitzvah? That's the question. So what would you say? Without looking at the truth of the legend, what would you say?
I think it'd be okay because we say that if, let's say, you're starting to shop shoes, you know, shop is even if it's already booking from time 30, you know, cold since you started on shop, it's 40 day, let's say, or whatnot. It's the same idea that you started it during the day, so you're still going back to the beginning of the day.
Right, we walk 5 minutes before the shkia. So unless you're in a Hasidic community that they go on for some time, so the child should have taken about 20 minutes. So 5 of those minutes are before shkia, and then 35 after shkia. So he says, don't we do that all the time? Oh! Woo! That's like something the Kajik level would have said. If the Kajik level would have been alive today, he'd kiss you on the head. The Kajik level, you know, he wanted to make a sush down between the. He wanted to make a sush between the movie Yosef and Bob Kamba. I can see the Kajik level speaks of this. You know what the Kajik level said? You know the famous Kajik level? The new Arkham Shulchan? I mean, it's not the plus of shot, but. We know. I should have put this in the packet, but I didn't know where Yankov was going to be Makabi so much, so I didn't put it in the packet. Right? I should have put it in the packet, right?
Yeah.
I apologize. It's like this, that,
Bill Hunter, wanted a certain situation.
Okay.
The first is rubbish. Don't let it move up yoking. Because it's smart. About time. The first is rubbish about time. That Bill will do the exact moment that first song gets angry every day. Therefore, he wanted to curse the two people on that bowl. A regular apple. Right? Get the angry one regular. So Bill wanted to watch. Curse. The Jewish people lot.
That moment.
At that moment.
So what's the Tosfos say to Kasha? But how much did he say in the moment? After what kind of curse did he say? When you want to curse something, what are those curses?
You know, one more to do.
Well, yeah. The Tosfos has two things. Look it up. Hey, Rob, it's outside. Look it up.
One
word. Destroy it. Halei.
So it's a one word curse. So you can get that in an oregano.
But the other parent the Pashas gives is what? As long as you start the curse during what? There's none. So then even if it takes longer, it's okay. So some want to say, you know, Hashulchan and the Kachi Mother want to say the same thing, say by Dami. But this man, Bilo, all that means is you have to start with this man, Bilo. We normally think Kachi Mother, you have to finish, right, with this man, Bilo. But he says, no, you see from there that if there's this man for something, why don't you start in that man so that, that's going to be our Hashulchan really, that based on that process by person. So we normally don't assume like that. We normally assume that if you have to do something, you have to finish by that time. Right? So I think the Kajik lover, you make me we have to find a tumor, right? I think he might
put together the post just as having the two goals. Since what he thought it was not, so that's good enough. When he uses the Nehumi Yosei, the Nehumi Yosei is really talking about something else, like putting something in the most. It's a little bit different. It's a good analogy, a little bit, but it's a little bit different. And it's Jewish. Okay? Part of all that he would be alive, he would. You want to see a picture of 5A, we won't have the elevator at 5A. A big picture there of a Trump, a cousin, Roland. And he became the Rosh Hashiva and lived after Meir Shapiro, the founder of Daf Yomi. After that, he became the Rosh Hashiva. He was a Roland. In the South, he was a Roland. Yeah, sometimes when you're going, your mind goes too far. You know what I mean? Sometimes you go like a sauce, like a rubber shop, you know? Sometimes you say things that aren't true. You know? Like, there's no bigger genius than the rubber shop. My Rebbe, Rebbe Wadeski, would say that since I've seen Sao Paulo, they'll go like the rubber shop.
You know, the rubber shop's your turn tonight?
See, so it's Mashiach that we're mentioning the Rabbi Shabbat. They just came out with a biography of the Rabbi Shabbat. The Rabbi Shabbat, see, there was nothing past the Rambam's in those occasions. There was only in his true village. In fact, no one after him was not a distant. He wasn't much of anything past the Rambam.
Shas, Tanakh, and Shas
with Marathi Francis, and from Rishon and Rambam looked at him, and then he asked him, you're a Jew, you're a lover, but Shulman Arab is not part of his story. He didn't go for it. Maybe he held it was greater than Shulman Arab.
Rabbi Fabian Schoenfeld, you know, I was from Queens, saw the Rogatchover in the hospital on the day that he died.
In Austria.
Yes. Anyone know Rabbi Schoenfeld? So ask him about the day the Rogatchover died and his visit to him in the hospital. Okay? Paracephalus, you ask him? Okay, next time you see Rabbi Schoenfeld, tell him you want to know more about his visit to the Rogatchover. Okay, tell him that he heard that he saw the Rebbe Shama on the day he died, and you want to know more about the Rebbe Shama. Okay? Have we done any pieces for the Rebbe Shama recently? When was the last time we did a piece for the Rebbe Shama? What? When? On Hanukkah, we did some, right? Shot in Hallel, putting together the Rav Haigo with Shoshira, the Hallel. We had a Shira about the Hallel Fenoshim on Hanukkah. Yeah, we need to have them. I think the idea from the rubbish oven, stuff was for now, you check in the facts. Alright? I think so. Not from the Chumas, from the Sefer of the Rambam. Two types of Hallel, oh! So the Trumas Hadeshim has his tshuva. Oh, so when we got all, because Rav Yankov said a vor here, and he got us all, you know, to cloud nine. Rav Yankov Applebaum, Shlita. Two more Trumas Hadeshim, yeah? Oh, right. Asiyas Chatzpots of Levin. Oh, right, we just did one with the other Rishons. Right, we did a Shulman Hadesh. Oh, very good. What? Shulman Hadesh of the generation. So, Mickey. What? I can't hear you. Okay. Wow. You're a goblin. Okay, so the Trumas Hadeshim wants to know. The Trumas Hadeshim wants to know, Rabbi Sai, what is the story
about these people who are doing the Suda late, and they're eating most of the Suda at night. Okay, so that's what we'll pick up with tomorrow. And then eventually we're going to get to what the din is this year. Okay, but...